This is DJ Tennis of Trouble Radio, and you're listening to a Trouble Radio interview podcast. Any attempt to copy or redistribute your sales is expressly prohibited by law, unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and War Machine. Enjoy the interview.
Good afternoon, good evening, 3dub.troubleradiorocks.com listeners. This is the Tan Man, DJ Tennis, and I'm here live with Joe from War Machine.
Hello.
Joe. All right, now I'm going to ask that question I was asking before we went on live. This way you don't have to repeat yourself. What's going on, brother?
Quite a bit, actually. We just played a show last week with Lacuna Coil here in Toronto, and we're getting ready to probably be heading out on tour again. I can't announce the dates just quite yet, but in July we should be out in the States on tour, so I'm just getting that all confirmed right now.
Lacuna Coil.
Yes, sir.
Joe, are you a single dude?
I am.
Oh.
I'm a happy dude.
Man, I'm sorry. You know, okay, I gotta, can we keep this professional, but
sure,
dude.
Sure. That
old girl is smoking hot.
Oh, yeah, she is. And in person.
Not to mention.
In person, she looks gorgeous, too.
And not to mention, from all indications that I've seen, she seems to be a really nice person, too.
Yeah, she seemed it. I mean, I didn't even get a chance to actually meet her, unfortunately. We were kind of just crossing paths here and there. Just kind of a hectic night, but she seemed really nice.
Damn. Freaking Joe of War Machine rubbing shoulders with Lacuna Coil. You know, that takes me back to the times... Back in the early 80s, the middle 80s, when I wish I was on tour with Samantha Fox.
Oh, man, yeah. I'd have done that, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Hey, so let's jump right in real quick to something I know that you guys are a part of and is near and dear to our heart and stuff, is the Beast Selects Best Metal CD for charity.
Absolutely, for muscular dystrophy.
Such a worthy cause that, you know, outside of Jerry Lewis, just didn't never seem to get much the play that it deserved.
Very true,
far as, you know, I wouldn't say play, let me say it, the exposure.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he's pretty much, that I can think of, I think the only famous person that was affected by it.
Yeah.
My knowledge, yeah. At least, yeah.
It's just amazing. So you guys got a track on the CD. I mean, have you, I haven't purchased my copy yet, and bad Tannis. Finances dictate where the almighty dollar goes, and, you know, first and foremost, but have you had a chance, do you have a copy, have you got it yet, or have you heard?
Of the CD itself, I haven't, no, but
yeah.
I know that we're going to be, or we've included one track that we've not released off the new album called Loved and Lost, and that's going to be on
nice.
That CD. But yeah, I'm still waiting for my copy, actually.
Nice.
Could be sending some promos over quite soon, I'm sure, the Revolution, that is.
Yeah, actually, when I spoke to Dave last week, I guess they were actually looking towards the end of this week before they would see any of the hard copy.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's what I was told. I actually just got off the phone with Dave about an hour or so ago. So, yeah, he just kind of gave me the update.
Gotcha. Well, I actually left a message with Dave before I called you. The Beast mentioned that I should bring him in on a dual interview, and I hadn't, you know, that was the first I'd really heard of it, like a little conference call thingy, but I ended up getting his voicemail, so I suspect that he's just getting slammed.
Yeah, I would imagine so, especially today.
Well, so cool. So, I mean, how did that all come about, you know, as far as you guys getting on the CD?
Well, first of all, I should announce that we've signed with the Revolution Music. So once we did that, things just started coming together. They asked us if we wanted to be a part of it. Willie Forrest, our publicist, did the same, of course, who's a huge part of this. And we said absolutely, with a heartbeat. So that was basically
Excellent.
It. It was that simple, and they asked us for a track that had not been released or had not been heard by anyone yet from the new album, and we were more than happy to give that. So it's the least
outstanding. And of course, as people don't know, the Willie Forrest is the Beast.
He is the Beast. So I hear.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah. Right. Well. Don't you wish everything else could come together that easily? It's like a real quick phone call, hey, you want to be a part? Sure, here you go.
Yeah, it would be. It would really be that nice, you know, if things ran that smoothly in the record business. Every once in a while, you get that lucky, I guess. So you got to count your blessings while you can.
No kidding. So now, interesting that you mentioned that you got a just signed with Revolution.
Yes.
Because you know, as the crow flies, do you not have a release coming down here? Was it this month, next month, something
like
that?
Early July, late June, early July. We haven't set the exact date quite yet, but the new album should be dropping most likely the last week of June or the first week of July.
Cool. Yeah. So that'd be your first release on Revolution Records.
It will be, yeah. Second release altogether.
Outstanding. That is, I'm so, you know what? I've talked to you a number of times, Joe, and I'll tell you what, I mean, it's always been great conversation. It's not even so much an interview. It's just good conversation and whatnot. I couldn't think of a better group of people for that to happen to. And you know, the most luck and best wishes with you. And yeah, but it's a start. It's the start of some good stuff, because I like those guys at Revolution Music. Dave and Scott are good people. And
exactly. And that's a huge part of why we decided to sign with them. You know, it's hard to find good, honest people in this business. You know, and people that run a record label, period. Finding honest, you know, people that are in it for the music and not for their own intentions. You know, that's
right.
A dime a dozen. Or, sorry, not a dime a dozen. It's like finding a diamond in the rough, I should say. Or a needle in a haystack.
Right. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So those guys are really enthusiastic, so we're really happy to be with them. So, and I appreciate all your support, and it's always a blast talking to you.
Excellent. Well, thank you. We try to have. You know what? This is Ilana and I's philosophy. See, now, you know, you guys talk to X number of radio personalities and do this, that, and the other. My feelings is, and I listen to them. I go out and I listen. I sneak around. You know, I'm like Casper the Friendly Ghost. You know, I'm there, but I'm not there. And I hear, you know, and I can't begin to tell you how many times I hear the questions, you know, so who was your influence, you know, who'd you listen to growing up? It's like, you know what, who wants to hear that for the 50,000th time? No, man, I want to know, what do we wear underoos or do we not?
Underoos, I don't even know what those are.
Oh, you! Oh, that's right. You're up in Canada, dude. That might have been like an America phenomenon. Okay,
it might be. Are they underwear?
Yeah. But back in the day, when I was a kid, now I think you're rolling in my same relative area.
Okay.
They used to sell these underwear for kids. You know, it was like Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman for the girls. They were called underoos.
Underoos. Wow, I never knew they were called that. I remember,
but now you know what I'm talking about.
Superman underwear, though, growing up.
All right, see, and the general listening public would not know that Joe wore Superman underwear to bed.
See that?
That's okay, brother. I had Spidey ones myself.
Oh, nice. I think I had a pair of Spideys too. Come to think of it, yeah, those were my two favorites: the Superman and the Spideys.
Hell yeah! This is good stuff right there, man.
Absolutely.
That and, let me see here, that and Tough Skins.
Yeah, Tough Skins. That, I'm not sure. What are those?
Okay, now, Tough Skins, remember those the pants that your mom used to throw on you when you were a kid that had the reinforced knee? Because you're always, like, scraping across the ground and playing on the playground?
Okay, yeah. Those are
Tough Skins. Are called Tough Skins.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
what happens is it gets, you know, the product gets up to Canada, but they probably scrub the name off due to, you know, licensing crap or whatever.
Right.
Because there's no way you meet Canada and not have the same crap we have down here.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're right beside each other. Everything gets over here, no matter what, and
exactly.
Vice versa,
so. Yep.
That's awesome.
So listen, brother, hey. So now you got the release coming out. Are you going to? I got to ask this before it slips my mind as we go down the underoo path. Any festivals or anything that you're going to do this summer, kind of like on a tail off of the new release?
Well, I know we're going to be doing a lot of U.S. touring. That's the plan at the moment. In terms of festivals, there's one that we may be doing in Oklahoma. And that would be July.
Is that the Rocklahoma?
Not the Rocklahoma Festival. I forgot what it is called. It's not 100% confirmed yet, but I know Scorpions is headlining it.
Mm.
And it's at the Zoo Amphitheater.
Nice.
Yes. So that's
very good stuff indeed.
Yeah. So that should be exciting. It's a really big festival with a lot of killer bands, too. So, and that would be part of the tour that I'm currently booking right now.
Hey, well, if you get that thing in Oklahoma, when you get down that way, you give Shanker a smack in the ass for me, okay?
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that guy's, I'll tell you what, that guy's a hoot, too.
Yes.
All those guys would be. I just got a feel that it'd be awesome to party with them. I've talked to Shanker, I've talked to Kotak, and good stuff right there.
Exactly.
Baby.
Yeah, they seem like super cool guys. I've not met them yet, but I'm looking forward to it. They're one of my favorite bands too. So it'd be killer to watch them again and actually share the stage with them.
Hell yeah! And if you're lucky.
Yes.
Shanker will bring his sister with him, Barbara. She's a blast.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did not know about that. All right. I'll be looking for his sister then.
Yeah, she's a blast. She's real fun. Really, really, both of them really down-to-earth people. I think you guys will kick some ass.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'll keep an eye out for her then.
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. So cool. So possible festival. Now, the U.S. tour, I got to ask, of course. You beg. I don't care. You know, I'll send you whatever. Beg, borrow, plead. You gotta make it to California.
There is a California date, actually.
Really? Now, okay. Let me guess. Los Angeles.
No. Let me check here. I believe it's Santa Ana, California.
Okay, that's close enough.
Okay. And I believe that's Santa Ana. Let me think here. First date of the tour. Come to think of it.
That's down. Okay, that's a little more inland from L.A., but it's just such a long ass. You know, I don't know why we bother driving because it's literally a 5 or 6 hour drive, but it's literally a 30-minute flight.
Okay, I see. Oh, you know what? I stand corrected. It's not Santa Ana. It's Fresno, the first date.
Oh, that's even okay. Now that's closer. Okay, that's a 2.5 hour drive.
Oh, not bad at all then.
Soon, see, Ilana and I will have to make our way down, bring a whole bunch of Trouble Radio swag with us.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be killer. We'd love to see you guys in person this time.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. I'll keep my eyeballs peeled to your, I'm sure it'll be up on your MySpace and all that other good stuff.
Yeah, it should be up within the next week, most likely, once it's all confirmed.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, very cool.
That's always good stuff right there. Excellent, excellent. Well, now, I got to... I want to kind of roll back to the. I know I'm all over the map today, Joe. What
oh,
can
it's all
I do?
Good.
It's a warm day outside. My, you know, this is your mind on sun.
reminded of the cracking of the egg in the frying pan.
Yeah, yeah, That's a well. I did the lawns today. So
oh, okay. So you've got a lot of stuff. They were
looking pretty ratty.
Oh, right. But,
so now the. With this B Select CD, now I want to make sure we get. I really want to pump this a little bit.
Absolutely.
Now, are you going to be offering it up on your MySpace or your websites as well?
Yeah, you'll be able to get it from our MySpace, our WarMachineOnline.com. You'll be able to get it from the Revolution Music website as well. A whole bunch of places. I'm sure it'll be up all over Amazon as well as iTunes and all the major, you know, download sites.
As well as Trouble Radio?
Yeah.
It is. It's on our main page.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Trouble Radio.
Big honking graphic right in the middle of the screen. You can't miss it.
Oh,
just click
on
it and it hooks you right up. Excellent.
Gotta love
excellent
it.
Stuff. Outstanding. So how's everything else going? Well, I mean everything, you know, personal wise going on. I mean, you just got to, you know, of course you can tell everybody, you know, I just got, you know, I hung out with Lacuna. Cool.
that was cool. Gonna date myself here, but yeah, Saturday I'll be turning 28.
So, okay,
yeah, I got that going on, birthday on Saturday. Other than that, kind of a little bit bummed. I'm sure you guys have heard about Ronnie James Dio's passing, so that was a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever got to meet him.
I did not.
Okay, well, he had to be one of the nicest guys you could ever meet, so that was I met him years ago back in Toronto backstage, and he walked up to me, actually, and knew who I was. He gave me a big hug as soon as he saw me, and I was like, how the hell does Ronnie James Dio know my name? He's like, Joey!
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
it was
recognition
killing.
Right there.
He told me that he was following us, and this was before we even put out our first album. He had been following us, he said. He had known that we were working with David Ellison, and so, yeah, he kept an eye on us, and he'd joke about how two of us are short little Italian men with big voices. But, yeah, one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. We sat there, and we talked for a good hour and a half easily, just about everything in everyday life. So, yeah, I was really sad to hear about that, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of months for the entertainment industry.
It has been. There's been a whole bunch of people passing away in this past couple of weeks.
Man, did you hear about today?
No, who passed away today now?
You ever see the Golden Girls?
Yes.
Was that Rue McClanahan died today?
Which one's that? Is that Blanche?
Blanche, the Southern lady, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
she died today.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's so sure. That's Dio.
No.
You got the guy from Slipknot.
Yep. Chad Gray.
You got you got the guy from Opera Noir.
That's right.
Let's see here. Gary Coleman. Dennis Hopper.
There you go, Dennis Rue Hopper.
Rue McClanahan. I mean, holy crap.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The entertainment industry is taking a beating.
Yeah. It's just crazy. And in such a close proximity too. I've never heard anything like that.
I know. It's just, you know, somebody's going to make like a horror movie out of the month of May and June.
Seriously.
I mean, like, you know, the Poltergeist 53.
Yeah, with famous people.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's been crazy. Well, thankfully, we're still hanging around here. We're kicking around.
Oh, yeah. We'll be kicking around for some time. I'm fairly sure about that. Well, at least I intend to.
Yeah, exactly. We all intend to.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. So, hey, what do you got going on this weekend? Anything? Do you actually get a break?
Yeah, this weekend I'm probably just going to get together with the family, do something quiet here.
Nice.
Just a little cake and some coffee, that kind of thing. The cousins and aunts and uncles will come over and just kind of celebrate. So I'm always looking forward to that. It's always nice to kind of, when I'm home and not on tour, it's nice to spend as much time with the family as I possibly can.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. I mean, those are the people that keep you real and grounded,
absolutely.
That's for sure.
Absolutely. And for me, I'm not the big partier type, so I'm not the kind that'll go out, you know, go to bars or anything. I don't drink or anything, so it's nice just to stay at home, have a nice quiet evening, and relax. That's my idea of a good night.
Well, hell, relaxing, that's what makes you live longer,
exactly.
Brother.
Exactly. Yeah, and I definitely better than anybody, that's for sure.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what. You know, one thing, here's what I suggest for you. If you're in relaxing, you know, if you feel like catching a movie, I have to recommend one for you.
Sure.
Legion.
Legion. Really?
Legion.
Oh, that's isn't it a horror flick?
You know, they've slapped the label horror on it, but it's not Freddy Krueger, Jason, Michael Myers horror.
Okay.
No, it's angels and demons kind of horror.
Oh, okay, that I like.
Yeah, it's got. Let's hear. It's got the Dennis Quaid's in it. And then there's, you know, a handful of other people you may recognize, but it's cool as hell. So I recommend. I don't know. Do they have the red box up there where you're at?
We have a company that does all our TV programming. Is our service provider, I should say, is Rogers, and it's the same kind of thing where you can order it in the comfort of your own home. You can watch it on TV. So
on demand or whatever
on demand,
it's called.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Dude,
what it's called.
Legion.
Rogers.
I
on
recommend
demand.
Legion.
All right, I'll check it out this weekend then, because I know that it's actually on our cable box.
There you go. I just, you know, get the old Mikey Wave popcorn flowing.
Nice.
And Legion.
That's awesome. Gotta love it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, brother, I don't want to keep you too much longer because I know that, you know what, it's a Thursday, you got a day ahead of you, and you're what, you're back east now, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've actually.
You're approaching dinner time.
Soon. I've actually got to head out. We've got, I've got an acoustic show performance that I got to do tonight with our drummer, actually, with our drummer Adam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to be doing that.
Very cool.
Playing some cover songs, you know, anything not to have actually have to work.
And hey, that's, not bad. I mean, hey, that in itself could be relaxing.
It is, actually. It's really laid back.
Acoustic, yeah. Acoustic acapella kind of stuff
exactly.
Is really nice.
Love that stuff. And
well, cool.
Yeah, so it should be fun.
Outstanding. Well, listen, well, I'll let you go then so you can get on about your day and get to working towards that. But we appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me. Always.
Not a problem. And you guys out there, you can check out Joe and War Machine. Oh, it's going to be on the Beast Selects Best Metal CD, which should be available. Well, I know it's available, you know, for pre-sale, but the hard copy should be coming out this end of this week, which, God, is tomorrow or Saturday, depending on what you consider the end of the week.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Joe is letting us know that they have a new album coming out. It's going to be towards the tail end of June.
Yes, sir.
Maybe possibly early July.
Yeah, most likely.
And it's
early
be...
July, Left 4 Dead.
There you go. Left 4 Dead, early July. It's going to be on the newly signed Revolution Music Record Label. And get out there and support the music, support the people, and most certainly get the Beast Selects Best Metal CD and support getting money to muscular dystrophy, people who are working towards finding cures, education, support for people who have it where, you know, the cure may not be soon enough, but you know what? They still need the support and our help.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Joe, been an absolute pleasure, my brother.
Same here, my friend, Dan. It's always great. Always great having a good chat with you, my man. And hopefully we'll see you in California in July.
Yeah, I'll keep my eyeballs peeled and see if we can't hit up Fresno.
Absolutely, my man.
All right, brother, you take it easy.
You
have a good
too.
Evening.
You too. Take care, Dennis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. Joe of War Machine, baby. War Machine! A lot going on. We got the Beast Selects Best Metal CD, charity, fighting 100%. For muscular dystrophy, it's, you know, excellent cause. Go to the warmachineonline.com. Come to 3dub.tribalradiorocks.com. And, you know, you can't miss it. It's right there on the main page. Go and get yourself a copy. I know the Tan Man is going to get himself a copy either later today or first thing tomorrow. Yeah, it's good stuff.